بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت رواه البخاري. In this hadith narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whoever believes in Allah and the final day, whoever believes in Allah and the final day, meaning he believes that there is going to be a reckoning, he believes that he will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, when the entire mankind will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will have to give hisab for the actions in the world. So whoever has this belief, whoever has this yaqeen and this conviction, then what should he do? فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. He should say good things or he should remain silent. So if he has anything good to say, then he should say it. Otherwise, he should remain silent. And that's why the ulama, they have categorized speech into three. So one is that type of speech which is beneficial for a person or beneficial for someone else. So if that type of speech, if someone is going to talk and it's going to be beneficial for him or beneficial for someone else, then they should go ahead and say what they have to say. And the second type of speech is that speech which is harmful for oneself or harmful to someone else. If this type of speech is coming in mind that I should say these things, then he should ponder and think that if I say these things and then it's going to hurt someone, it's going to be harmful to myself, to someone else, on the day of Qiyamah I will be asked about this. And the third type of speech is that speech which is neither beneficial nor harmful. So this type of speech, the ulama have said, that it's better to leave this type of speech because it's not benefiting anyone. So these are the three types of speech. In the month of Ramadan especially, we should be, and especially in these last 10 days and last 10 nights, we should be extra careful with regards to our tongue. Because most of the sins committed are through the tongue or what's between the legs. That's why in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man yadhman li ma bayna rijlayhi wa ma bayna lahyayhi adman lahu al-jannah." Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. That whoever can give me the guarantee of safeguarding what's between the jaws and safeguarding what's between the legs, then I will give him the guarantee of Jannah. And if you can give the guarantee that you can protect these two places from where sin normally occurs, then I will give you the guarantee of Jannah. So the majority of the sins are committed with the tongue. So we should be extra careful in the month of Ramadan that we don't spoil our fasts, we don't spoil our nights, and we don't end up committing sins in the month of Ramadan for which we will have to answer on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the Subhanahu wa ta'ala.